This is Free Talk Live. We launch into hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, some kind of sound effects going on there in the background.
Weird audio stuff going on.
Let's listen for a moment. Oh, there it goes.
Turn it off.
800-259-9231. All right, you bring up anything. Last night, we mentioned that we had a story about a death squad. And I want to find out what that's all about. Mark, you've got the story.
I do. Apparently, in Delaware, there's some very strange occurrences going on. This is from LouRockwell.com. Delaware was the first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution, and maybe the first state to be affected with a fully operational death squad. Unless a civil lawsuit filed on Friday against the murderers of Derek J. Hale results in a criminal charges and a complete lustration, in the Eastern European sense of the term, of Delaware's law enforcement establishment. Hale, a retired Marine sergeant who served two tours in Iraq, has and was decorated before his combat-related medical discharge in January 2006, was murdered by a heavily armed 8 to 12 member undercover police team in Wilmington, Delaware, last November the 6th. It's a crazy story.
Why on earth were they undercover?
And you'll see why it is that they use the terminology that they use here. It's amazing.
He had the term murder, you mean?
Yeah, murder. He had to come to Wilmington from his home in Manassas, Virginia, to participate in a Toys for Tots event.
Okay.
Derek was house-sitting for...
That's a Marines thing, I think, right?
It's Marines and a lot of biker groups get involved.
Okay.
Derek was house-sitting for a friend on the day he was murdered. Sandra Lopez, the ex-wife of Derek's friend, arrived with an 11-year-old son and 6-year-old daughter just shortly before the police showed up. After helping Sandra and her children remove some of their personal belongings, Derek sounds like a really bad guy, huh? Helping a friend's ex-wife remove stuff from...
Scumbag.
Derek was sitting placidly on the front steps, clad in jeans and a hooded sweatshirt, when an unmarked police car and a blacked-out SUV arrived and disgorged their murderous cargo. Unknown to Derek, he had been under police surveillance as part of a ginned-up investigation into the Pagan Motorcycle Club, which he had joined several months before. The Pagans sponsored the Toys for Tots run. Now, lots of motorcycle groups get involved in Toys for Tots runs and all kinds of different poker runs for kids and those kind of things. And I don't think
the Hells Angels has been sponsoring Toys for Tots.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
You know, it seems like some of these organizations... Some of them are involved in criminal activity. Some of them are involved in, a lot of them are involved in helpful activity for the community, and some are involved in both.
Now, pagans are just people that believe in Mother Earth and that sort of thing.
I don't know that the Pagan Motorcycle Club has anything to do with the pagan religion or anything like that.
I would think that if you're going to label yourself as a pagan, you would have something to do with the pagan religion.
Well, perhaps. As with any biker club, the Pagans probably included some disreputable people in their ranks.
Possibly.
Derek was emphatically not one of them. I mean, you know, you join a club, the Lions Club. If somebody in the Lions Club embezzles, money from their company, should I?
They're all guilty.
Right? This is crazy. That's crazy talk.
Well, now they were just being investigated. I guess there's nothing wrong with them being investigated, right?
How about shooting them on somebody's front porch? In addition to his honorable military service, albeit a consummately dishonorable war, Derek's personal background was antiseptically clean. He had a concealed carry permit in Virginia, which he would not have been issued if he had been convicted of a felony, narcotics, or domestic violence charge, or had any record of substance abuse or mental illness. It's tough to get a concealed weapons permit in Virginia, and they do a lot of background checking.
Okay.
On the day he was killed, Derek had been under both physical and electronic, and according to the civil complaint, illegal surveillance. Police personnel who observed him knew that his behavior was completely innocuous, and despite the fact that he had done nothing to warrant such treatment, was considered to be an unindicted co-conspirator in a proposed narcotics ring run by the Pagans. The police vehicle screeched to a halt in front of the house shortly after 4 p.m., They ordered Lopez and her children away from Derek, who, predictably, had risen to his feet by this time.
Yeah,
makes sense.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah. Then ordered him to remove his hands from the pockets of his sweatshirt.
Oh, boy.
And that's, you know, I mean, that makes sense that they would do such a thing. Less than a second later, according to several eyewitnesses at the scene, these are several people, Derek was hit with a taser blast that knocked him sideways and sent him into convulsions. Now, he hadn't had a chance to even get his hands out of his pockets. Get your hands out of your pockets.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it went. His right hand involuntarily shot out of his pocket, clenching spasmatically. Not in front of the kids, Derek gasped as he tried to force his body to cooperate. Get the kids out of here. The officers continued to order Derek to put his hands, to put up his hands. He was physically unable to comply.
He's being tasered!
Right. So they tased him again. This time he was driven to his side and vomited into a nearby flower bed.
This is what he fought for in Iraq, by the way. This freedom.
Howard, listen to this. Howard Mixon, a contractor who had been working nearby, couldn't abide the spectacle. He said, "That's not necessary," he bellowed at the assailants. "That's overkill! That's overkill!"
Yeah!
At this point, one of the heroes in blue, or in this case, black,
heroes,
swaggered over to Mixon and snarled, "I'll effing show you overkill."
What?
After heroically shutting up an unarmed civilian, the officer turned his attention back to Derek, who was being tased yet again. "I'm trying to get my hands out," Derek explained, desperately trying to make his tortured, traumatized body obey his will. Horrified, his friend Sandra screamed at the officers, "He's trying to get his hands out! He can't get his hands out!" Having established that Derek, an innocent man who had survived two tours of duty in Iraq, was defenseless, one of Wilmington's finest closed in for the kill. Lieutenant William Brown of the Wilmington Police Department, who was close enough to seize and handcuff the helpless victim, instead shot him in the chest at point-blank range, tearing apart his vitals and with three .40-caliber rounds.
Three shots.
He did this after Derek said, repeatedly and explicitly, that he was trying to cooperate. He did this despite the fact that the witnesses on the scene had confirmed that Derek was, in fact, trying to cooperate. He did this in front of a traumatized mother, two horrified children. Why was this done?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a shocking story. According to Sergeant Stephen Elliott of the WPD, the Wilmington Police Department, Brown...
Yeah, what's the official story?
Brown slaughtered Derek Hale because he feared for the safety of his fellow officers and believed the suspect was in possession to pose an imminent threat.
He believed, allegedly,
a tasered man who was on the ground was a threat.
That he was going to, after he'd been tasered, which just messes with your electrical system in your body, basically.
Right.
It screws you up. You're just basically a writhing mess if you can even move at all after you've been tased for a little while. He believed that he was going to whip a gun out of his sweatshirt, basically, and attack the police.
You know, actually, I misspoke on that last. It said the suspect was in a position to pose an imminent threat. He was lying on the ground vomiting in a position. The subjective belief was sufficient to for justification for the use of deadly force, according to Sergeant Elliott. The position Derek was in, remember, was that of a wallowing helplessly in his own vomit, trying to overcome the cumulative effects of three completely unjustified taser attacks. When asked by the Wilmington News Journal last week if Hale had ever threatened the officers, remember, there were at least 8 to 12 of them, Elliot repeated. In a sense, he threatened the officers when he did not comply with their commands.
You must comply within a tenth of a second or we'll taser you.
And apparently shoot you. He wasn't given a chance to comply. He was hit...
Right, with the taser.
With the first taser strike less than a second after he was commanded to remove his hands from his pocket, and then two more in rapid succession. The killing only took 3 minutes.
That's an agonizing 3 minutes. That's a long time when things like that are going down.
You got to figure it starts with the first taser shot and ends with the last, and ends with the bullet bullets. So that's a taser shot every minute, and then ending up with the bullets.
Yeah,
think you can handle that? Taser, 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 gunfire. Crazy. As always in the case when agents of the state murder an innocent person, the WPD immediately went into cover up mode.
Yep.
The initial account of the police officer claimed that Derek had struggled with undercover Wilmington vice officers.
Send him on a paid vacation while you're at it.
But do you hear this? They initially said that he struggled with undercover Wilmington vice officers.
It didn't sound to me like he was anywhere near them.
No, that struggle,
like,
of course,
him.
Yeah, that struggle report, of course, referred to Derek's involuntary reaction to a multiple unjustified taser strike.
Oh, so he was struggling with the taser, like the taser was hitting him, and because the taser's connected to the police officer by the little barbs.
I don't know that he was never untouched. I don't know that they never touched him. It sounds
like... Well, they're touching him by proxy, see? The taser barbs are in him, and therefore the officer's holding it on, and he was just... He was jerking around, and that scared the officers, apparently. There's more to this story, and it's sick.
Continues
you take
to
control.
Shock.
Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 6, 2007. Gold is at $674.20, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $697.88, $351.49 for half ounce, and $175 for quarter ounce coins. That's $697.88, $351.49, and $175.75. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Fashion flash. Mud brown is not in color style. But before you bleach your wardrobe, I'll tell you how to be in vogue on the runway called the road when we come back. I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Talk about automotive fashion dilemmas. Here's what designers have to say about filthy, mud-brown vehicles. Wash them. On today's fashionable freeways, dirt's out and pretty paint's in. So here's how to give your hard-working model the red carpet treatment. First, hose off loose dirt that could scratch paint in the cleaning process. Then wash using a sponge, soap specifically designed for car paint and vertical strokes. Finally, rinse thoroughly. And if you really want to make a fashion statement, wax. Now your model's ready for the front cover of Carsmopolitan. I'm Bobby Ligas. Ligas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. You take control of them, and like the bulletin board system, over 200,000 posts for you to interact with. You go ahead and post and interact with over 1,300 of our listeners. Also, of course, the Free Talk Live crew hangs out on the Free Talk Live BBS as well. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
February's winner of the Lysander Spooner Award, Radicals for Capitalism, a freewheeling history of modern American libertarian of the modern American libertarian movement by Brian Daugherty, outlines both the history of libertarianism and its true influence yet to come. Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's laissez-faire books, lfb.com. Now, actually, I'd heard about this Radicals for Capitalism. It's supposed to be a very good book, somebody told me. So,
cool.
There you go.
All right, so we're in the midst of a story that is probably one of the more sick ones of the entire year. Probably one of the sickest police, just bad cop stories that I've heard in a long while. There is a gentleman who is now dead.
Mm-hmm.
He died due to 3 gunshot wounds to the chest at virtually point-blank range, delivered to him by one Lieutenant William Brown, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And these wounds were delivered after he had been tasered 3 times, and this was all done on the front porch, or the front area of a home that he was essentially house-sitting for,
mm-hmm.
for a little while, for one of the fellow members of his bike club. And this is a veteran of the Iraq War. He had come back and served a few years over in Iraq.
Two terms,
and now he's back,
tours,
and this is the reward he got for his service. Yeah. Apparently, hanging out with bikers is a death sentence now in America, because there was no trial here, there was no violence, there was nothing. He wasn't threatening the cops at all. They ran up while there were kids around. There were little kids there, too. They chose the moment where the kids were the closest to this guy to rush up to him and then taser him after they ordered him to get his hands out of his pockets of his sweater, which he would have done, but after they'd ordered him to remove his hands, they immediately tasered him less than a second later. He didn't have time to remove his hands, and while he was being tasered, he still didn't really, I guess one hand flung out at that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he still had another hand in. He was trying to tell the cops,
it's not easy
to communicate while you're being tasered.
I would imagine.
He told the cops that he was trying to cooperate, that he wanted to remove his hands, but he was having a hard time, because he was being tasered. Then they shot him to death.
Yeah.
Continue the story.
They also said that there was a struggle that on the front lawn. But, of course, this is a guy who's lying in a pool of his own vomit.
There were witnesses.
I mean, if his arms are locked up with muscle spasms, it's because you were tasered him 3 times and he couldn't move them.
And, you know, the cops, I hope they have a really tough time with this. And I know they're going into cover-up mode. They're all, again, whatever happens, whenever this stuff happens, whenever a cop kills somebody, and they usually do it in cold blood like they did in this particular case, whenever a cop does something bad, they all just gather around him, and it's the thin blue line protecting their own. Cops can do no wrong. Our members they're good men. Everything they do is good and just and right. How dare you accuse our officers of being bad?
Well,
how dare you?
That certainly happens, and I'm not going to dispute that. I'm by no means a cop hater, but I think that the problem here is the drug war.
That's why he was being investigated in the first place.
It's responsible for all these no-knock raids, these blacked-out SWAT teams that are going in everywhere. That's the problem. The problem is that there's a war on the American people in the process of this war on drugs. The account likewise mentioned the police recovered 2 items that were considered weapons from Derek's body.
Ooh.
Neither was a firearm. One was a container of pepper spray.
Okay.
The pepper spray. This is a weapon? This is not a weapon.
Isn't that something for defense purposes?
Only.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, wouldn't the cops rather be getting shot at by pepper spray than shot at by bullets?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there shouldn't be anything said about a can of pepper spray at all. The other was a switchblade knife.
Oh-ho-ho!
Those were most likely planted by the murder, planted on the murder victim. The police on the scene had pepper spray. And Derek's stepbrother, the Missouri resident Jason Singleton, insists Derek never carried a switchblade.
Huh.
The last time I saw Derek, Jason told the News Journal, he had a small Swiss Army knife. I never saw him carry anything like a switchblade.
This is typical.
Yeah.
Typical of the police, planting evidence just to make themselves look good.
When
I'm surprised they didn't plant a gun.
When something goes wrong, I mean, I've heard cops say that they do this. When something goes wrong, you don't want any questions asked, so you flip a little Saturday Night Special onto the scene, and that takes care of everything.
Sure.
I've heard it said. The last, and remember, my father used to be part of the sheriff's posse in my county. The last time I saw Derek, Jason, within hours, the WPD had began to fabricate a backup story to justify Derek's murder. Several Delaware State police officers identified in the suit as Lieutenant Ogden, Sergeant Randall Hunt, and other individuals contacted the police in Manassas, Virginia, and informed him that Derek had been charged with drug trafficking 2 days before he was murdered.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Suddenly, after he's dead, well, he's been charged with drug trafficking 2 days before he's murdered. This was untrue, but because it was said by someone invested with the majestic power of the state, it was accepted as true.
Huh.
As if that would justify it anyway.
Well, there's a few more tricks up their sleeves here. Cited in a sworn affidavit to secure a warrant to secure Derek, to search Derek's home. Conducting this spurious search, which was, remember, play acting in the service of a cover story, meant shoving aside Derek's grieving widow, Elaine, and her two shattered children.
Slow down a second here. Okay, they shot this man in cold blood in the front of this other gentleman's house.
Mm-hmm.
Then 2 days later, or a few days later, they came up with this cover story claiming that they have a warrant, or that he's been charged with drug trafficking, and now they're going to go and search his home after he's already dead.
Within hours of him being killed.
Okay.
They do this. Two shattered children who had just lost their
stepfather. Did they really
stepfather.
Have a warrant, or did they make that up, too?
It was a real warrant that they lied about.
They lied to get. Gotcha.
Nothing of material consequence was found, but a useful bit of embroidery was added to the cover story. Less than 2 weeks earlier, Derek and Elaine had...
Because if you're involved in drug trafficking, guess what? There's usually some evidence around.
And one would think.
Yeah.
Less than 2 weeks earlier, Derek and Elaine had celebrated their first anniversary.
By the way, which, even if they'd found 20 pounds of cocaine, it wouldn't justify what they did.
Well, it would have ruined the case. I can assure you of that.
It would have made him look a little bit worse in the eyes of many in the public,
Shot it to hell.
It wouldn't have justified their actions.
I'm not saying it would have, but it would have shot it to hell. Delaware State, if you want to look justified in the eyes of the police, you can't have a bunch of drugs at your house.
The cops don't think this guy's justified.
Right. Not in the eyes of the cops, but in the eyes of the public, once something like this happens, you can't have a couple of pounds of marijuana at the house. As a matter of fact, having a bag of marijuana is really going to shoot your story.
But he didn't.
He did not. Last November 21st, in an attempt to preempt public outrage, the highest officials in Delaware State Police issued a press release in conjunction with their counterparts from Virginia. The statement is a work of unalloyed mendacity. Hale resisted arrest and was shot and killed by Wilmington police on November the 2nd, 2006. Lied the signatories with reference to the claim that
he didn't resist anything.
Right. Hale was at the corner of at the center of a long-term narcotics trafficking investigation, which is still ongoing.
There's more, right?
Yeah. 800-259-9231.
Your bad cop stories, if you've got them. Unfortunately, this happens more often than you might think, these sorts of stories. 800-259-9231. You take a call. Free Talk Live.
Everyone knows we need calcium and magnesium every day for the support of strong bones. But most of us are only taking one source of calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Walk Your Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and four sources of magnesium. Walk Your Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course, Walk Your Special Blend of Sea Vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit walkyours.com. That's WACHTERS.com or call 1-800-682-7100.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary.
Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, that's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, two sizes will fit virtually any internet connection, so head over and enjoy the show for free on us at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings, and hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Talking about a very disturbing story about a man who was shot down by the police. And the police, as they typically do in cases like this, rallying around one another, protecting each other, keeping the thin blue line nice and thin, and but still unbroken. They don't ever want to... Nobody will ever snitch out one of their fellow co-workers in the police department. Nobody will ever admit that the police actually might have made a mistake, that the police might have done something wrong. No, in fact, they use the police, the administrators at all levels, to fabricate evidence, to plant evidence. In this particular case, the cop shot a man three times in front of a friend's home for no reason whatsoever. He was standing out in front of the home with a female friend of his and a couple of kids nearby. The cops rolled up on the scene, got out, started yelling at him. They didn't, by the way, identify him themselves. There's a lawsuit now being filed. The cops did not identify themselves. Many of them were completely ununiformed.
Right. This was undercover, as stated.
And according to Wilmington Police Department force rules, continuum of force rules, the officer should have actually shot pepper spray before resulting to deadly force. So there's several rules that were very obviously violated. There's going to be a lawsuit filed. But as the lawyer points out, they're going to fight us to the death on this. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Because the police will never admit to doing something wrong. They're the good guys, no matter what happens. And it's just so disgusting and despicable, the behavior on their part. And it's amazing to me that after story like this comes out, whether it's this guy who is a decorated Iraq War veteran,
yeah,
who didn't have any sort of connection whatsoever to drugs or anything like that, and even if he had, I wouldn't care, and it wouldn't make him violent, even if he had, but he didn't have any of the connections that they allege that he had, and if it's whether it's him or a 90-year-old woman down in Atlanta who has her house broken into by armed police officers, again, under the auspices of a drug raid, and shot and killed, whether it's them, whether it's Corey May down in Mississippi, who has his door kicked in. Oops, they had the wrong side of the duplex. Well, he didn't know who was kicking in his door. He shot one of the intruders. Turns out, they're the cops. Turns out the guy he shot was the chief's son, and he's on death row.
Right.
I mean, there's story after story, and yet Americans still believe, and there's more to this story as well, but yet Americans still believe in their police. They believe in the system. They think that these guys are good guys, and they're not. Well, many of them are not.
You know, there's certainly cases that back up what you say, but more important...
40,000 police raids per year.
Right. That's the problem, though. Those 40,000 police raids come from the war on drugs.
Yeah, probably largely, 99% of
them. Largely come from the war on drugs. And we could do so much to protect the American people from these, you know, this, I don't know why it is that they want to do these no-knock raids.
You
and
know
stuff.
Why it is.
Well, because they're gung-ho and they have fun doing it.
Right. You were saying during one of the breaks, they psych each other up while they're in their little armored personnel carriers or whatever it is that they arrive on the scene with. They
bump chests.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, jacking each other. Yeah, get ready, man. Are you ready to take out this drug dealer?
Yeah.
Yeah. She lock and load on this scumbag.
You know, I can't dispute that. I've seen it in action.
To the police, these are, it doesn't matter how much investigation has been done. If they get to kick in a door, they're kicking in a criminal's door. It doesn't matter if they've been convicted or not, they're kicking in a criminal's door, and they're going to treat that person like a vicious criminal.
They don't treat them like an unconvicted citizen. They treat them like a criminal already.
And there's no leeway as far as you're kicking in somebody's door. They're not necessarily being violent towards you, but you're being violent towards them.
Right.
So it's okay, apparently, to just destroy property, yell and scream, yell orders at people, and shoot the dog. Shoot dogs? Yeah, thank you for that. They love doing that crap. It's just amazing what happened here. This man was shot 3 times in the chest, point-blank range, in front of witnesses. How ballsy.
Yep.
They know they can get away with anything.
They really do. You know, I don't know if they consciously know anything, but they can get away with murder. They can get away with robbery. They can get away with drug dealing. They can get away with virtually anything they want to because their buddies will back them up every time.
And even if they do get convicted, generally, the majority of the times, 9 cases out of 10, they get less time than you or I would get for doing the same thing. They get a shorter sentence. So not only do they get, it's very unlikely that you'll catch them, and they just cover up for each other and that kind of thing, especially if the big brass is involved. If one guy does something dumb, it's less likely they'll cover up for him. But if it was a, you know, planned raid, man, they're going to do a lot of covering up.
Yep.
And not only is it that they're going to cover up, but if they do get caught, the chances are very good that whatever they get is going to be minor compared to what you and I would get. I don't know if I'm going to consider even any kind of prison time a slap on the hand. I don't like to use that terminology. Slap on the hand sounds more like probation to me. But they'll get less than you and I would get.
There's more to the story, though,
yes.
Right?
As we've seen, Derek Hale did not resist arrest, as everyone on the scene knew. And he was not the center of any investigation. Before his posthumous promotion to unindicted co-conspirator, he was merely a person of interest because of his affiliation with the motorcycle club. Most critically, the statement, which bears the august imprimatur of both the Delaware and Virginia State Police Departments, remember, asserts, both state police superintendents have confirmed there was never any false information exchanged by either agency in the investigation of Derek J. Hale or transmitted between the agencies in order to obtain the search warrant. They're covering for each other, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This was another lie. Delaware State Police spokesman Sergeant Melissa Zebley conceded last week that no arrest warrant for Hale was ever issued, reported in the News Journal on March the 22nd. 3 days...
So why were they there?
Right. Well, 3 days after, well, they were there doing the investigation, what they had said about the...
Some investigating.
They were busting the house or something like that. Mm-hmm. That was what their intent was, but and they had, I believe, a warrant for the house, but that doesn't change the fact that Eric was never anything but a person of interest.
Yeah.
Derek, excuse me. 3 days after Hale was murdered, police arrested 12 members of the Pagans Motorcycle Club on various drugs and weapons charges, but identified Hale at that point only as a person of interest. Last Friday, May the 23rd, the Rutherford Institute, one of the precious few nominally conservative activist groups that gives half a damn about individual liberty, and a private law firm in Virginia, filed a civil rights lawsuit against several Delaware law enforcement officers and political officials on behalf of Derek's widow and parents. They really should consider including key officials from the Virginia State Police in the suit as well. Those who persist in fetishizing local police, who are, at this
point, heroes,
merely local franchises of a unitary, militarized homeland security apparatus, should ponder this atrocity long and hard. They should contemplate not only the inexplicable eagerness of Lieutenant William Brown to kill a helpless, paralyzed pseudo-suspect, who's a war vet, mind you, but also the practiced ease with which the police establishment of two states collaborated in confecting a fiction to cover up that crime.
They've never done that before, huh?
According to the lawsuit, Lieutenant Brown, Derek's murderer, has violated the constitutional rights of others in the past through the improper use of deadly force and has coached other WPD officers in how to lie about and or justify the improper use of deadly force. Rather than being cashiered, Brown was promoted. Just as one would expect...
He was promoted after this event?
Yep. Just as one would expect from any other dishonest, cowardly thug in the service of any other Third World Death Squad. Derek J. Hale survived two tours of duty in Iraq, a country teeming with Pentagon-trained death squads, only to be murdered by their homegrown equivalent.
Wow.
I know, amazing. It's a shocking story.
It's hard to even... promoted. I mean, that's the icing on the cake. 800-259-9231. Your stories, if you've got them, bad cops, and your analysis of this situation. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Talking bad cops at the moment. 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by supporting us in two different ways. You can go and shop with us at our Free Talk Live store at store.freetalklive.com, buy a variety of different t-shirts and hats and the Classic Archive DVD collector sets, and get in on the pre-order now while you still can on some of these exclusive items that may not last forever at store.freetalklive.com, including the very hot-selling Free Talk Live multi-gadget. It's a 2-gigabyte flash drive, MP3 player, and it's a voice recorder, and it's an FM tuner, all in one, for a very, very affordable price. I was shocked at how cheap we're offering this thing. I thought we should increase the price because it's just so darn cheap. But
well, people want it.
They've been going out the door, the pre-orders on those. Also, the ladies version of the Free Talk Live t-shirt is on sale as well. So head over there and check that out. The new
something that fits the girls a little better than just their standard t-shirt.
A little more form-fitting, which is in high demand by the ladies. And, of course, the Free Marketeer t-shirt as well. There's more. Go take a look at the store, store.freetalklive.com. Once you're done shopping there, everything else you need to buy in life, you get at amazon.freetalklive.com, and a percentage of your purchase there goes to Free Talk Live. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Well, another man was murdered by the adrenaline junkies. Yeah, that's who these guys are. Police officers who raid people's homes for drug purposes. These guys that, you know, dress themselves up in black, kick in doors, mask their faces because they're afraid of being seen doing these horrible things.
And
they're
adrenaline junkies. It's a relatively new phenomenon in the United States. Relatively new.
Like
I mean,
the past 20 years.
Right,
you
didn't see
years?
Cops in the 60s doing raids unless you were talking about, I guess, you know, and we had it in the times of Prohibition too. So I guess I'm mistaken. But it's prohibition that causes this. Whether it's prohibition of alcohol or prohibition of drugs.
Because if there was no war on drugs, and all the police were actually doing were investigating real crimes like rape and murder and assault and robbery and that sort of thing. Well, if you got a crew of bank robbers holed up in a home somewhere, you don't necessarily have to kick in the door. I mean, they can only stay there for so long. And they could do this with drug dealers, too. Wait down the street, wait till the guy leaves, and pull him over. I mean, that would solve the problem.
Or
but
wait
no.
till they come with their hands up. I mean, at some point or another, they'll come out.
But no, it's an obsession. It's like a sick obsession that these guys have with these raids. They love to do it. It's exciting to them. And we've talked to cops before who've admitted to us that yeah, I knew that I was, you know, that I wasn't really making a difference in the war on drugs. I knew that taking one criminal off the street only opened up the marketplace to where another criminal could step in and start dealing the same drugs to other people. Sure, I knew all that, but I loved the rush.
Yeah.
Sounds like you need a new hobby. Find something better to do with your
energy. I don't think I have a problem with an armed raid on a house full of bank robbers. I don't have a problem with that because there's just a huge financial burden as far as the public goes with putting 30 cops out there behind their cars with their guns drawn waiting for the bank robbers to come out.
You don't do it that way. You just wait down the damn street till they come out to go shopping.
And if they stopped arresting nonviolent people, then they would have to cut the officer down. They wouldn't need that many. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, if they stopped arresting traffic stops and drug offenders and things like that, how many cops would we really need in Keene?
Well, not as many.
You know, the amount of cops that they have in this local town just baffles me. But
that's just what they do. They're like any other bureaucracy. They increase their size. And,
every time.
And they're using the war on drugs to increase their budgets and increase the amount of equipment that they have, the amount of bombs they have to throw, the amount of stuff they can put on their bodies. They love this crap. They really do. And people insist.
Well, we allow them to do it, and that's the problem.
Okay, yeah. That's true.
So, I mean, you know, we allow these guys to get this whole gang mentality going, and then
it is a gang.
Allow them to do this kicking indoors thing, and that's where this needs to stop. The American people,
yes, I'm anti-gang.
Innocent people are being killed in this war on drugs, and by the cops, by the people that are supposed to be protecting us, and then they lie about it.
And there's virtually no repercussions for it. Not only do they lie about it, but they lie about it, and they usually get away with it. Even if they are caught in their lies, as you pointed out, it's a slap on the hand. Let's go to the phones to the Amplifier line, and let's talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, guys.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the police, and I was at my brother's house Christmas time for a party, and happened to be talking to this woman who trained Illinois State Police. And she was telling us a story of one evening she got some kind of a call at her radio, and I forget the details, but the short part of the story is she felt her husband had been involved in a car wreck, and so she was distraught, and she got in her car, and she's going to where her husband works. Her husband was a state trooper.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way there, she's speeding, and she got pulled over by the police. And she got out of her car and started running at the police car and was waving her hands, and the police officer threw his gun and pointed at her and told her to get back in her car. And she calmed herself down and got back into her car. But then she said the most amazing thing. I was sitting at the table with Oliver. She said, he had every right to shoot her.
Yeah.
Now, if you're waving your hands in the air, I don't think you're much of a danger. Especially
no.
A woman waving her hands in the air at a male cop doesn't seem like much of a danger to me. He doesn't
There's
have
no
every right
there.
To... No, I'm sorry. He has to be... His life has to be in danger or somebody else's that he's protecting. He doesn't have every right. That's disgusting.
And I said to her about the same thing. I looked at her and I said, he doesn't have a right to shoot you unless you see the gun or something. And she said, oh, no. She said she felt that he would have had every right to shoot and kill her because of how she was acting, because she was acting.
Wow.
Yeah. She's brainwashed.
Yeah, well, and she's one of the people that trains.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Our moral superiors out there, the police.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. Anything else on your mind?
Well, there was a story out of Chicago, today, that pilots... that are flying in the Midway have been getting together in groups and renting out houses because they can stay at a house. They can pay $100 a month apiece, and they can go and they can crash there whenever they want, where if they go to a hotel, they got to pay like $100 a night.
Mm-hmm.
So people have been renting out their rooms to them and stuff and making some extra money on the side.
Sure.
Yeah, they've got some nice three flats there by Midway that you can buy relatively, you know, for a relatively fair price.
Okay.
Right, and the bureaucrats got wind of this, and they said, no, you can't do that. They started fining these people for running boarding houses without a license.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Amazing.
Just
thank
for
you
letting
for the
other
call.
Pilots stay there.
1-800-259-9231, thepack@8.net, toll free line for you. Just a disgusting
hour. A boarding house. I mean, we're not talking about bums,
yeah.
You know, staggering off the street. These are pilots. These are professional men that have jobs.
Well, they should be paying $100 a night, Mark.
Yeah, they need to pay $100 a night for...
Maybe the hotel turned them on to that. Maybe the hotel.
Just goes to show that these people love control. That's all that this is
that's
about.
True.
Because, really, is
well,
there any...
Well, they were cutting out their taxes on the hotel room. Julia, that's where you got to follow the money here. And the bureaucrats want their taxes on that hotel room. This is Chicago, Illinois now.
Yeah.
This is the third metro in the United States. They've got a lot of taxes on these hotel rooms, and you'd be lucky. And you'll get tetanus if you find a $100 a night hotel in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, that is really what it's all about, Julia. It's about power. You know, I've almost come to the conclusion at this point that there are two different types of people in the world. They're the people who are in search of profit and the people who are in search of power.
You know, if you don't understand the concepts of liberty, I think that it turns the power turns the people bad, too.
Yeah, that's for sure. Real quick, hour number three is on the way, but here's a couple corrupt cop stories for you to round out this hour. In Fayette, Georgia, a Fulton County Fire Department captain, guess not really a cop, but he was arrested for selling powdered cocaine to undercover drug agents. The captain, who's 56, faces one count of cocaine distribution, was caught peddling it at a local gas station in New Haven, Connecticut. They voted Wednesday to fire narcotics officers who were arrested last month. The head of the narcotics unit and one of his detectives were fired on the recommendation of the police chief, charged with stealing $30,000 he thought was drug money, but was actually bait planted by the FBI.
Uh-oh.
In Greenville, Mississippi, a former small-town police chief pled guilty to two federal drug counts. He copped a plea to possession of marijuana with intent to distribute and distribution of hydrocodone. 10 years in prison and a $500,000 fine is what he's looking at. And finally, in Youngstown, Ohio, a former sheriff's office lieutenant has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to 3 counts of drug possession and 3 counts of drug trafficking. The officer is selling more than was selling more than 200 OxyContin tablets, as a matter of fact. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Since we're on the topic of cops, they've busted the very first person in these new under these new meth laws. We'll tell you about it.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.